Now it's the open enrollment period now to buy health insurance on the Affordable Care Act marketplace for 2021. The enrollment period goes to December 15th, but some experts say it makes sense to get started now. And the COVID-19 pandemic has raised the stakes this year as many people lost insurance through their workplaces. Our next guest is a healthcare advocate and legal expert joining us for a look at how to sign up this year and some of the logistical issues facing the marketplace. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about this year's open enrollment period? Have you purchased insurance on the marketplace? What was your experience like? How has COVID-19 impacted how you get coverage? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Bobby Peterson is Executive Director of ABC for Health. Bobby, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, a question holds from past years' enrollment periods, Bobby. It might look like there's a chance that the Affordable Care Act won't be around next year. Should people who need coverage proceed as though it will be?
Absolutely. I think it's full steam ahead. There should be no hesitation at this point. I mean, coverage is available. There's no decision from the court. And if it happens, it's not going to be until well into 2021 in June, probably. And it's unlikely, at least at this point, you never know, but it doesn't seem as though the court's going to completely dismantle the Affordable Care Act at this point. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I think people should be looking for coverage now, particularly now during a time of COVID when healthcare is so essential for people. If you don't have insurance, if you're losing insurance, by all means, take a look and see what might be available for yourself or your family.
Now, there's a decent number of people who've had long-term unemployment because of COVID and its economic disruptions. Is that expected, Bobby, to create more demand for coverage under the marketplace?
Well, it sure seems like it should. I mean, I think that for the most part, when we're looking at people that are losing their jobs, I mean, in this country, we have such a strong employer base to our health insurance that suggests that people are going to be losing their health insurance coverage. So it's an opportunity to pivot into something that could be quite affordable, either through the marketplace with affordable tax credits that are available, or perhaps even BadgerCare Plus. So it's a good opportunity to assess your income. It could drop for the month that you're in, might open up a period of eligibility. It's very important. But I think the most important thing right now is that we're in open enrollment, so there's no reason to hesitate to look for coverage for 2021. The open enrollment period between it started back on November 1st through December 15th provides a great opportunity for people to pick a plan and to make some plans for 2021.
Talking to Bobby Peterson, Executive Director of ABC for Health, looking at the open enrollment period, which is now, for marketplace coverage, healthcare coverage under the Affordable Care Act. You could join in with your questions or maybe share your experiences of applying yourself at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's get into just some of the basics here, Bobby, for maybe that person who hasn't, the Affordable Care Act hasn't been on their radar, the marketplace hasn't been on their radar in the past because they had coverage through work. Now they don't. How do they get started?
Well, a really great place to start is to take a look at the website. It's wiscovered.com. It provides a lot of information, how to get started, common questions, how to get expert help to get you through the process. But I think for people that are losing their jobs and maybe losing their employer-sponsored coverage, it's a real great opportunity to pivot to get some essential coverage. I mean, the marketplace provides the essential health benefits that are required under the Affordable Care Act. It provides you with some level of security. It's easy to get misled. There have been some emails out today from the insurance commissioner and Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection about scams. So I think we need to really be careful about going to websites or responding to some robocalls that are trying to get you into insurance at really rock-bottom prices that might be too good to be true. I think if you go through WISCOVERED, you can find the resources and the help to get you through a rough patch. That might be unemployment. During this period of COVID, things are starting to slow down again, and health coverage is really important, either through the marketplace or even Badger Care Plus.
And let's follow that thread of plans that might not be all they're cracked up to be. I see in the news there are advertisements for something called Trump Care, which is not actually a thing, but it's something that is being used to try to sell people, as you said, low-priced insurance that doesn't really do much. Is that a phrase? It doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump or his administration, even, I understand. Should that be a red flag for people?
Absolutely. I think, it's the old saying, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. You know, health insurance is not cheap. If you want to have decent coverage that's going to take care of yourself and your family for major health issues, it's going to cost some money. Now, there's great subsidies that are available through the marketplace. There's great support available through Badger Care Plus. If your income is really dropping, there's opportunities to get very affordable healthcare coverage. But don't get scammed. I mean, be very careful. Be cautious. I think your best bet is to go through the marketplace. And you can even talk to your local insurance agent or broker. They can get you into good plans as well. So, talk to people that you trust. Be careful of those phone calls and scams. It's just not worth it. You're going to end up feeling worse than better.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Mary is on the line in Monroe. Mary, hello.
Yes, hello. I guess the thing that has always frustrated me and I have found about the Affordable Care Act is in order to apply for it, you have to project what your income is going to be in the following year to be eligible for the subsidies. And being self-employed and being on the edge of what the subsidy cap is, if I were to make maybe $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 accidentally more next year, then all of a sudden I understand all those subsidies are at risk and I'd have to pay it all back. And that's a real scary thing to think that I'd have to pay, $10,000, $12,000, $18,000 back because I underestimated my income by a couple of thousand dollars.
Interesting, Mary. Thank you so much for sharing that. What would you say, Bobby, to somebody in Mary's situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, it's important to stay on top of it. You have the opportunity to, Badger Care or Medicaid to report income changes and for the marketplace changes in your income so that you can get your subsidy adjusted. It's something that, it's difficult to project what it's going to be like going forward for a lot of people. I mean, especially with employment up and down and people losing jobs. So it is, I think Mary provided us with some good insights, but I think the takeaway is pay attention to what your income is and report it. Make sure you're reporting it accurately as it changes. So you might be reporting it now, but you'll have an opportunity in February or March to submit information and to report income changes if you need to.
Mary, thanks a lot for that call, and good luck navigating that. Well, Bobby, I asked you about first-timers checking out the marketplace. How about people who have been in the system for a year or more years? Should they just let it ride with whatever they've got now, or is it worth revisiting their options?
It's definitely worth revisiting your options because things are changing. We're seeing some prices that are lower than in previous years in the marketplace. Part of what has happened with COVID is that a lot of normal care that people have needed hasn't been provided, and the insurance companies haven't had to pay out as much in expenses, so they're dropping some of their prices. It's a good idea to go in, shop around, see what's available, see what's best for you and your family, make sure the networks haven't changed, you're seeing the doctors and the facilities that you want to go to. We would highly recommend going in and taking a look. Think of it as your annual health benefits checkup. You might go in for your annual physical, But you also need to evaluate your health benefits at least once a year, and probably more if you're in the marketplace. You know, what's your income? Has your family size changed? Did you lose your job? There's a lot of things that change over the course of the year that could impact your coverage, and it's important to evaluate it when those changes occur. So we've been trying to reinforce that people think about that health benefits checkup at least once a year, but probably a couple times a year, just to evaluate and make sure you're still on the right track.
We're talking about this year's open enrollment period on the healthcare marketplace with Bobby Peterson, Executive Director of ABC for Health, based here in Wisconsin. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you gotten coverage yourself under the marketplace? What's your experience been like? What questions do you have about this year's open enrollment period? What kind of changes there are in the works? And how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected your decision to get healthcare and where you look for it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our conversation about this year's open enrollment period on the healthcare marketplace with Bobby Peterson, Executive Director of the group ABC for Health. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions about how it works, if it's the thing that you might want to check out, if you have experience on either end of this, if you have received coverage under the marketplace, if you're somebody who works in the industry. Love to hear your perspective on this. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's bring on another caller now. Mark is with us in Green Bay. Mark, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to ask about, Mark?
Following up on the previous caller, what if you pay the higher premium and then you find out that you did qualify for a tax credit, a credit at the end of the year? Will they apply that retroactively?
Yeah, my understanding is that you should be able to reconcile that in your taxes at the end of the year. So what happens with what Mary was describing is the unpleasant discovery that you may have paid too little, so that you're not you're going to have to pay back. But if, as you're suggesting, if you go through the process and determine that, you know, perhaps your income was lower than expected, it may result in additional tax credits that you're eligible to receive.
Mark, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Cordy now, calling from Frederick. Cordy, hi.
Hello. Thank you for having this program today. And I just want to mention that, you know, kudos to Central Time. It's one of my very favorite programs.
Oh, thank you.
Employed. You're welcome. I listen to you every day that I can. I work out of our home, but I try to get my work done on time to hear your program. So I'm happy you're having this one today. And I have a concern as a self-employed person. 2 years ago, my husband retired, so I was no longer covered under his insurance. And so I went to the marketplace and got what I thought was some really good help on the phone. But one thing concerned me at the time, they were only asking me about my personal income, and they gave me my quote based on that. And I gave them accurate information. I'm really good about my tax reporting. But I did stress that I was concerned that they weren't asking about our household income, but they said, nope, we just want to look at yours. So I wound up with a pretty good program, I thought, for my son who was in college and myself. By the way, he went to UW Madison and loved it there. But what happened when I went to do my tax filing at the end of the year, I owed the government $14,028 because something happened in that program where I was getting my premium where we should have been paying more. So this past year, I had to cancel my plan. I'm afraid to get, even to investigate getting insurance, especially since I'm paying back the IRS right now. I really can't afford to do both. So my concern is about the training going on with this people or with the people there, that they asked me the wrong questions, or did they? I don't know what happened, but I can't get insurance this year because I have to pay back the IRS first.
Ooh, that's scary. Cordy, thank you for sharing that experience. Bobby, is it the individual income or the household income that they're going to consider there?
Well, they're probably going to be looking at the household income, the situation that she was discussing, because she was looking for coverage for the household. So that's unfortunate that that happened to her. I think I would encourage her. You know, it's, you know, there are mistakes that are made, and I think it's a process, you know, where you can get additional help from a navigator or CAC or your broker. But we've seen mistakes made in the past as well, and it's really difficult. But I think, you know, with some due diligence and some review, we can take care of some of them. There's appeal processes and things that you can do. It's always going to come down to a matter of proof. So keeping good documentation, keeping a good paper trail of your conversations and communications, you may be able to file an appeal. But I mean, the best bet is really to be careful on the front end, and, you know, to talk to your broker or your agent, and talk to a navigator that's gone through the federal training, CAC, and get some double checks on the system.
Cordy, thanks a lot for calling in, and good luck to you as you hopefully get that sorted out. We also got an email from Stacy in Hudson who says, my husband retired and I can't be on Medicare yet. The ACA seems to be considering all income, including his retirement benefits. It makes the rates prohibitively expensive for us. Feels like a flaw in the ACA. Bobby, I know there's talk all the time about, overturning the ACA completely, but also people talk about needing to tweak some changes in it. Is that something that you think might need to be revisited?
Yeah, we know that the ACA is imperfect, and there's some things that have needed fixing for many, many years. And, looking at family income versus individual income is one of those that sometimes causes problems for people. And it's usually in the area of affordability, what you're eligible for in the tax credits. But that's an unfortunate fix that needs to happen. And I think that for the most part, you know, we're hopeful, we're cautiously optimistic that in the years ahead, we're going to be able to fix some of these glaring problems in the ACA, because as we said, it's imperfect. But there's ways that we can help improve it, and we just haven't done much in the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, really, to improve the process, and it needs some help.
Talking to Bobby Peterson from the group ABC for Health, looking at the current enrollment period for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act marketplace. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Now, this is the time when anybody can check this out and sign up for coverage. But Bobby, I understand there are certain life events where people can change their coverage or apply for coverage any time of year. What kind of things would qualify for that?
Yeah, I mean, for example, if you lose your job and you lose your health insurance coverage, that triggers a special enrollment period. Getting married can trigger a special enrollment period. Having, you know, a child or adopting a child can trigger special enrollment periods. So there's a number of events outside of open enrollment that you don't have to, you know, it may be, you know, if you don't have an issue during those open enrollment period, but soon afterwards you lose your job and you're losing your health insurance coverage, you still have an opportunity to enroll through a special enrollment period. And it's an opportunity to get pretty decent coverage.
I mentioned at the outset, Bobby, I've heard some people say, yes, the deadline's December 15th. No, don't wait until December to start working on this. There's not a lot of money put into the Navigators program to help people out this year, so they might be overwhelmed as crunch time comes along. What would you say to people about getting started early if they're interested in checking this out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to get prepared, do it as early as you can. Don't wait to the last minute, because there is going to be more of a crunch, and that's typically when crunch time occurs, that last week, and people are really busy. So the extra help that you might need, or helping to sort through income issues or coverage issues and things that, you know, as you're evaluating plans, get it done early and, you know, start working on it now if at all possible.
And I remember, Bobby, at some points, concerns that certain regions of Wisconsin and elsewhere in the country might not have a local provider or not a lot of alternatives for local options for marketplace coverage. What are we seeing in Wisconsin as we head into 2021?
I think we've got pretty good coverage statewide. So this is, I mean, I think there's options in every county, and I think that generally, you know, there's some maybe exceptions where it's a little more limited, but generally across the state, you're going to find coverage opportunities for yourself and for your family members.
And as we start to wrap up, Bobby, last advice for people who are, you know, not sure if this is for them.
I think it's definitely worth investigating. Talk to your brokers, talk to navigators, gather information. Go to wiscover.com. It's a great place to just do some review of what some of the opportunities are, and then you can window shop on the marketplace through healthcare.gov.
Thanks again for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Bobby Peterson is the executive director of ABC for Health, based here in Wisconsin. He joins us today for a look at the open enrollment period and how people can navigate the Affordable Care Act marketplace during the COVID-19 pandemic.